Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
We are here worshiping God as one assembly.
我们今天三堂合在一起，一起的来敬拜神。
This is the very first time that we do not do this since the outbreak of pandemic.
自从新冠流行病传染以来，这是我们第一次来三堂的合在一起来敬拜神。
For the sake of the health and safety of the church family, and also because of a logistic issue, it has been 3 years that we have not been holding any joint Sunday service at OBC.
出于健康安全的考虑，以及一些实际安排上的困难，在过去的三年当中，我们都没有举办这样子的合堂崇拜。
Claire, my interpreter, just told me that is nervous.
我刚才告诉牧师说，都三年没有做这个同一个这样翻译的工作，都有点生疏，有点紧张了。
And I would like to tell you that I'm also nervous.
牧师也说他也有点紧张。
For 3 years, we haven't standing on this platform to work together.
有三年了，我们没有站在这个台子上面来敬拜神。
Today's joint and combined service is significant to everyone of us.
今天的合堂崇拜对我们当中每一个人来说都是非常非常重要的。
Because it indicates a new beginning of the church family after a huge renovation of the building that had been done and completed in past years.
因为这次的合堂崇拜是在非常非常困难、非常非常复杂的这个。装修以后进行的。
As you may aware that now we have a new roof.
你也许知道了，我们现在屋顶换过了。
New floor.
我们的地板也是新的。
New carpet.
我们的地毯也是新的。
New colors.
也有不同的颜色。
And new curtains.
不同的设计。
窗帘。
窗帘、幔围这些都是新的了。
In addition to all these new things, we have new friends in our midst.
除了这些新的东西以外呢，我们还有新的朋友在我们当中。
If some of you are new to this kind of combined worship service, our whole church family welcome you.
如果我们当中有一些对这个合堂崇拜不是很熟悉的话呢，我们欢迎你。
Anyway, we thank God.That today we can make ourselves as one assembly.
我们真的是感谢神，因为今天我们可以聚集在一起，如同一人的一起来敬拜他。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Our God is good.
我们的神本为善。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I would like to share a message from the book of Ezra, chapter 3.
今天呢，我要分享的一段经文是在以斯拉记的第三章。
The background of this chapter is that God's people returned to their homeland after 70 years of exile in foreign land.
这一章的背景是神的子民在70年被放逐到外邦以后呢，他们第一次回到他们的家园。
God's people missed their homeland very much.
神的子民非常的想念他们的家园。
Not only that, these people of God also missed the opportunity of worshiping together in Jerusalem.
不光是那样，他们也怀念在耶路撒冷一起来敬拜神的机会。
When King Cyrus of the Empire of Persia allowed the Israelites to go home, we know that it is the will and the plan of God.
当波斯王古列允许以色列人回归家园的时候，我们知道这是神的计划和他的旨意。
It is God's will that his people are set free from bondage and captives.
这是神的旨意，就是他的子民们被从辖制和被掳当中解放出来。
They are set free from fears and sufferings.
他们也从痛苦和恐惧当中被解放出来。
They have gone through a lot of pains and sufferings before.
他们在这个之前经历了很多的苦难。
But now, no more fears and tears.
但是呢，从现在开始呢，没有恐惧和没有眼泪了。
Just like many people in this world, had gone through this terrible pandemic.
就像今天我们的世界上，在经历了这样子的新冠病毒流行的这三年当中，很多很多人也经历了很多很多的苦难。
During the pandemic, a lot of people lived in worries and fears.
在这个新冠流行当中，很多很多人生活在恐惧和焦虑当中。
A huge number of them were alienated from their families.
有很多人呢被与他们的家庭的隔绝。
They even were not allowed visiting their loved one in who stayed in hospital and care homes.
人们不能去医院或者是养老院里面去拜访他们的家人。
Many, many people missed opportunities and freedom to travel and visit their family members and friends in other parts of the world.
他们也有很多人也失去了去世界其他地方去拜访他们的亲友的机会和自由。
People were dispersed.
人们被分散开来。
People were separate from one another.
人们被隔离开来。
The word lockdown was not uncommon to the whole wide world.
封锁这个词对全世界来说是一个很熟悉的词了。
But we thank God that there are no more fears and tears.
但是我们感谢神，现在没有恐惧，没有眼泪了。
According to today's passage, God's people once again came and assembled together as one.
在今天我们所读的经文里面，人们从现在开始可以来聚集在一起，来敬拜他们的神了。
They stood together, worshiping and singing praises to God.
他们可以一起的来敬拜，一起来赞美神。
Many years ago, they had been called by God, being a chosen people.
很多很多年前，这些人被选为神的子民。
As the chosen people of God, they should serve God in unity with one heart, with one mind, and with one spirit.
作为神的选民，他们应该同心同意同灵的来侍奉和敬拜他们的神。
This chapter tells us that under the leadership of God's faithful servants, the project of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem was started.
这一段经文告诉我们，在神的仆人忠心的领导之下，这个重建圣殿的工作已经开始了。
What an exciting event it was!
这是多么令人兴奋的一件事情。
However, the Bible tells us that they rebuilt the altar even before the temple was built.
然而，经文告诉我们说，他们是先建神的坛，先于神的殿。
Now we have some questions.
那我们就有一些问题了。
Why were they doing this?
为什么他们会这样做呢？
Why was the restoration of this altar put in the first place?
为什么恢复神的坛是放在第一位的呢？
Why was such priority given to the altar?
为什么对这个坛给了这么大的一个重要性呢？
Why did they begin with the altar?
为什么他们要建这个圣殿神的坛呢？
All these questions are meaningful to us.
所有这些问题对我们来说也是非常有意义的。
Because forgiveness of our sins is the most fundamental need if we want to draw ourselves to God.
因为如果你想靠近神的话，罪的得赦是最最基础、最最关键的。
In the past, the ancestors of this remnant ran away from God.They abandoned God the Maker and they followed foreign gods and idols.
在过去，这些渔民的先祖们，他们背弃神，他们抛弃了他们的创造他们的和保守他们的，而去跟从假神和偶像。
And now they want and decide returning to God.
现在呢，他们想回到，想要来回归，回到神身边来。
They want to reconnect with God.
他们想跟神重新的有一个连接。
Please take note that our good works can never, never earn God's forgiveness.
请记得我们的善功，我们所做的那些好的工作，不可能赢得神的饶恕。
Our charity and donations also cannot make us to be free from guilt.
我们的乐善好施也不能让我们脱离罪。
The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 9:22.
在希伯来书的第九章二十二节说，若不流血，罪就不能赦。
The blood of those sacrificed animals was the symbolic moment when God was forgiving the sins of His people.
被献上的祭物的血在祭坛上被洒出来，就是一个神饶恕他的子民的一个象征。
As these people gathered with repentant hearts, the blood shed on such an altar provided cleansing for sin.
当人们怀着悔改的心祭居，洒在这个坛上的祭牲的血就能洗净人的罪。
God designated the altar so that the one bringing in the offering would be accepted before the Lord.
神设立祭坛，以至于带着祭物来到神面前的人就蒙神悦纳。
God told the Israelites that build altars into places where I remind you of who I am and I will bless you there. Exodus chapter 20:34.
在出埃及记的第二十章的第二十四节，神这样说：你们要在我启示你们我是谁的地方筑坛，我就叫在那里赐福你们。
God will bless you when you build an altar.
当你筑坛的时候，神就要赐福你。
Concerning the altar, God said, I will meet them with the sons of Israel. Exodus 29:43.
说到坛，神是这样在出埃及记的第二十九章第四十三节，神是这样讲：我要在那里与以色列的子孙相会。
So the altar is the meeting place.
所以坛是一个相会的地方。
The altar is the place for us to meet with God, to confess our sins, and to be accepted by God.
神是一个我们遇见神的地方，是一个我们承认我们的罪。而且被神悦纳的地方。
The altar is also the place that we can be spiritually renewed and re-energized.
坛也是一个我们被灵里面被更新和重新得力的地方。
The sacrificial animals point ahead to the Lord Jesus Christ.
祭坛上被献的祭牲是指向我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ becomes God's perfect and once for all sacrifice for sins.
主耶稣基督成为神完美的一次献上就成就永远的赎罪祭。
So we can imagine that when the people of God came to this devastated and broken city of Jerusalem, rising out of the rubble, they saw a restored altar.
我们可以想象，当人们回到这个一片断垣残壁的这个废墟，这个耶路撒冷的时候，当人们看到在一片废墟上面看到那个被恢复了的坛的时候
，Even though the foundation of the temple had not been laid, the sight of this altar filled them with hope.
即使那个殿的根基还没有立好，但是看见这个坛，它就给他们带来了希望。
Our chapter today is about a new beginning with God.
今天我们所读的这一章是关于和神有一个新的开始。
Hope in the eternal God launches a completely new beginning.
在永生神里面，我们可以有一个新的开始。
How did they know the way to set up the altar?
他们怎么知道要设这个祭坛呢？
If we read chapter 3 verse 2, it is written in the law of Moses.The man of God.
如果我们去读这一章的第二节，这样讲，照神人摩西律法上所写的。
They simply went back to the word of God and faithfully obeyed it.
他们就是简简单单的回到神的话语，然后就来遵从照着做。
When it comes to how we should live as God's people.We also must go to God's word and obey what He commands.
当我们说到我们要做一个神的子民来生活的时候，我们也是要回到神的话语来遵从他所命令我们的。
And we know that God's moral commandments do not adapt to the changing moral standards of our times.
神的诫命并不随我们这个时代所常常在改变这个道德价值的标准而改变。
No matter how fast and how big the changes are, God's divine truth never changes.
不管我们这个时代的道德标准怎么样改变，改变的有多快，改变的有多大，神的圣言总是不改变的。
If you want a new beginning with God, it's available.
如果你想有和神有一个新的开始，这是可以的，可以做到的。
The beginning begins at the cross of Jesus.
我们是你要从主耶稣十字架的十字架开始。
Then it's us who are willing to walk in obedience to God's word.
然后要愿意的来遵从神的话语。
In chapter 3, verse 6, it implies that while the new beginning in rebuilding the altar was good, something major was still missing.
在三章的第六节暗示到，就是说当他们在建这个坛的时候，建坛是好的，但是呢，有一样东西还缺乏，还缺少。
They had not yet laid the foundation for the temple.
圣经说，耶和华殿的根基尚未立定。
The temple or the house of God was the place where God stayed with His people and manifest His glory.
神的殿是神在那里与他的子民同在，并且他的荣耀彰显的地方。
His people went there to offer sacrifice for forgiveness of sins.
他的子民来到那个地方来为罪得赦免，来献上祭物。
And at the same time for thanksgiving.For the goodness that God showed to them.
同时呢，也为神所在他们身上的那个美善的工作来感谢神。
So it was a place of corporate celebration.
所以呢，这是一个大家集体的一起来庆祝的一个地方。
It's a place that all Israel assembled together as one man.
这也是以色列人聚集一起，如同一人的地方。
Likewise, every Sunday.Is for God's people to experience corporate worship service.
同样的，每一个主日也是我们神的子民来经历这个一起的来侍奉敬拜他的。
And yet he doing this Sunday after Sunday in order to celebrate the victory of our resurrected Savior Jesus Christ.
我们每一个周日的来敬拜，就是来庆祝耶稣基督。在十字架上面的得胜。
The remarkable thing is that according to the teachings in the New Testament, we are the church of God.
很特别的事情就是根据新约，我们根据新约的教导，我们就是神的殿。
And we are His temple and His house.
我们就是他的殿，他的家。
God lived in us.
神住在我们当中。
God walks.Among us.
神行在我们当中。
If you need a new beginning with God, don't try to do it alone.
如果你需要开始和神有一个新的开始的话，不要自己去做这件事情。
You very much need meeting together and walking together with others who also have a strong desire to know God.
你需要和其他一样的同心的想要跟神有一个更密切关系的人一起来做这件事情。
If someone really knows God, he or she will commit himself or herself to God.
如果谁真正的认识神，这个人就愿意来委身于神。
So you may participate in worship services.
你可以来参加主日的崇拜。
In fellowship gatherings,
也可以参加各样的团契
as well as in Bible study groups,
还有查经的小组。
Here at Oak Ridge Baptist, you may find spiritual companions who are eager to live a life of altar.
在这里，在我们信望爱堂，你可以找到一起可以想过一个祭坛的生活的属灵同伴。
What is a life of altar?
那什么是过一个祭坛的生活呢
？Living a life of altar is laying everything on the altar.
过一个祭坛的生活就是把所有的一切放在祭坛上面。
And living a life of altar is to lay every day on the altar.
我们每一天都这样做。
Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice." Holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
在罗马书的第十二章的第一节这样，使徒保罗这样讲，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
In October last year, I celebrate my birthday.
在去年的十月呢，我庆祝了我的生日。
On that day, I built an altar.
在那一天呢，我建了一个，我筑了一个坛。
I made a prayer.
我向神祷告。
I said, Oh God, I know that I can't help getting older, but I don't want to get old.
我向神说，神啊，我年龄增长变老，但是呢，我不想变老。
Amen. I'm running out of time.
我的时间越来越少了。
My body is getting weak.
我的身体也是越来越虚弱了。
My strength is not as strong as before.
我的力量也不如前了。
But God, I love you.
但是神啊，我爱你。
I still want to follow you.
我仍然想要跟随你。
And I still eager to serve you with a humble heart.
我仍然想要，怀着一个谦卑的心，热切的来侍奉你。
Oh, I thank God that you have carried me through many journeys.
我说神啊，我感谢你，因为你带我走过很多很多的路途。
You have protected me in many hard times.
在很多艰难的时候，你保守了我。
You took away my fear when I was under attack.
当我被攻击的时候，你把我的恐惧拿掉。
Oh God, I bow down at your throne of grace.
哦，神啊，我俯伏在你恩典的宝座前。
I glorify your holy name.
归荣耀给你圣洁的名。
This was the prayer I made at the altar on that day.
这就是那一天我在坛前所做的祷告。
You can make your own altar too.
你也可以筑你自己的坛。
Our daily walk is for God's purpose.
我们每天的所作所行都有神的目的。
This includes our education.
这包括我们的学习。
Career.
我们的工作。
Sport.
我们运动。
Social activities.
我们的社交活动。
Wealth.
我们的财富
and family
和家人。
Living a life of altar is learning to walk by faith in God.
过一个祭坛的生活就是学习行在神的信实当中。
To walk by faith means that we have God's word and follow His instructions.
行在神的信实意思就是我们明白神的话，而且照着这个话去行。
It's just like what Abraham did in the Bible.
就像亚伯拉罕在圣经里面，所做的。
Abraham followed God as his map.
亚伯拉罕跟随神，就像神是他的地图一样。
Or GPS.
Or GPS.
Abraham, God didn't tell Abraham to build an altar.
神并没有叫亚伯拉罕筑一个坛。
But Abraham simply built an altar after God appeared to him.
但是当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，以后，亚伯拉罕就筑了一个坛。
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring, I will give this land."
神向亚伯拉罕显现，告诉他说，我要把这块地赐给你的子孙。
What's interesting is the promise hadn't come to pass.
但是呢，有趣的是，这个应许呢还没有实现。
Abraham wasn't a father.
在那个时候，亚伯拉罕并不是一个父亲。
He and his wife Sarah didn't have any children.
他和他的妻子撒拉并没有孩子。
Yet he built an altar simply to thank God for what he promised.
但是呢，他仍然是筑了一个坛来感谢神所应许的。
This is showing us a.principle.
这里呢就告诉我们了一个原则。
Don't wait for the promise to come to pass.
不要等到应许实现的时候。
thank God in advance for what he said that he would do.
当你明白了神，你听到神应许他要所做的，你就立刻的来感谢他。
Abraham built an altar there to God right after listening to this message from God.
亚伯拉罕在听到神给他的这个应许，就立刻的筑了一个坛。
This story is written in Genesis chapter 12.
这个故事呢是记录在创世纪的十二章的七到八节。
Maybe you are dealing with a difficult situation.
也许你现在就正在处在一个困苦当中。
God promised he would provide you a way out.
神呢已经应许他要给你一个出路。
But you said, oh, when I feel better, I will build that altar.
但是呢你会说哦，等我感觉好一点的时候我再去筑那个坛吧。
No.
不是的。
No.
不是。
You should build the altar now.
你应该立刻就筑这个坛。
To walk in the steps of Abraham's faith, we must live the life of the altar.
你如果要跟随亚伯拉罕信心的脚踪的话，我们必须要住过一个住坛的生活。
In this materialistic world today, full of shopping, owning and selling,
在我们今天这个非常物质的一个世界，到处都充斥着买了、卖了、拥有了。
Some Christians are afraid that if they give their all to God, they must give up everything they have and dispose all the money and properties so that they will have nothing left.
有一些基督徒呢就担心说，如果他们要把他们的全部给神的话，他们就要放弃他们所有的一切，他们的金钱、他们的财产，以至于他们就会一无所有了。
If you have the same question in mind,
如果你有这样的问题的话，
let me assure you that.What God wants is not your money.
让我告诉你，神所想要的并不是你的钱。
So your money is safe, right?
所以你的钱是安全的，是不是？
And our God doesn't need our material things.
神不是要我们这些物质的东西。
God appears to us.
神向我们显现。
God changes our life.
他改变我们的人生。
God gives himself to us.
他把他自己给我们。
And God wants to gain our loyalty and obedience.
神想要我们对他忠心，对他顺服。
Our God is the sovereign God.
神是万有的神。
God reigns forevermore.
他统管万有，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 6, God told Noah.
在创世纪第六章，神告诉挪亚说，
God told Noah that there was going to be a great flood.
神告诉他说将会有一场大的洪水。
He was to build an ark, which was a large boat.
他要建一个方舟，就是一个大的船。
Then came the flood that wiped everything out except Noah, his family members, and those chosen animals.
后来呢，就来了一场大的洪水，把地上除了挪亚，和他的一家。以及那些动物以外，全部东西都冲走了。
After over a year staying in the ark, they opened the door to dry ground.
当在方舟里面待了一年多以后，他们打开方舟的门，外面的地是干的。
Noah and his family walk off.
他们呢就从方舟里面出来。
What is the first thing you would think Noah would want to do?
你猜猜看，挪亚他第一件事想做的是什么呢？
Have you ever think about this question? Did they hold a big party to celebrate the freedom they have?
他们有没有举行一个大的庆祝会来庆祝他们的自由？
For so long that they didn't have any fresh food in the ark, did they rush to find good food to eat and enjoy?
他们在方舟里面一年多没有吃到新鲜的食物，他们有没有想很快的去找一些好食物来吃？
Did they rush to build a shelter for themselves?
他们有没有快快急急忙忙的去建一个栖身之所呢？
No, no, no.
没有，没有，没有。
The very first thing Noah did was building an altar.
挪亚所做的第一件事情，他是就筑了一个坛。
He and his family took a significant moment to thank God that they made it.
他和他的家庭隆重地来感谢神，使他们得以存活。
When they offer a burnt sacrifice on the altar,
当他们在坛上献了这个燔祭的时候
，God smelled the aroma.
神就闻到了那个清香之气。
Then the Bible says God promised that He would never flood the earth again.
神就应许说，他不再用洪水灭绝人类了。
Amen.
Amen.
There are times like this.
有一些时候是这样子的。
When building that altar, we give thanks to God for what He has brought us through.
我们筑坛来感谢神，感谢他带领我们走过一些事情。
Then God will say, "You will never, never have to go through those pains and sufferings again."
而神就会允许我们说，你再也不需要再去经历那样的苦痛了。
In other words, our God will put an end to what has been bothering and hurting us.
换句话说，就是神要终结那些曾经搅扰、使我们痛苦的那些事情。
This is the reason why the number one priority in our life must be given to the altar of God.
这就是为什么我们生活里面的最重要的事情就是活过一个祭坛上的人生。
This means discipleship.
这个意味着成为门徒。
This means servanthood.
这也意味着起来侍奉。
This means following God in our daily life.
这也意味着在我们每一天的生活当中跟随神。
Have you built your altar?
你有没有筑坛呢？
Remember what Jesus has said.
请记得耶稣这样说过。
Seek first His kingdom, and all these things will be given to you. Matthew chapter 6, 33.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章三十三节这样讲，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Take time to build an altar and thank God every day.
花时间的来筑坛，每一天的来感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
As a church family, we are celebrating a new beginning today, as you know.
就像你们所知道的，今天我们作为一个教会的一个家庭，我们来庆祝一个新的开始。
Today we should still be building altars.
今天我们也是要来筑坛的。
Together we should build an altar for God.
我们一起的来筑一个坛。
We should give thanks to God for bringing us through the pandemic.
我们要感谢神，我们要筑坛来感谢神带领我们走过这个新冠病毒传染这一段时间。
And God also brought us through the complicated process of renovation and entering another promising year.
也感谢他带领我们走过这个装修这个很复杂的这一段时期，而且带领我们走进新的一年。
We should give thanks to God for opening new doors of opportunities.
我们也要为了神为我们打开新的机会之门而感谢他。
Thank God for welcoming our new friends.
也谢谢神带给我们新的朋友。
Thank God for making new avenues to reach out to our community.
也感谢神让我们在社区里面可以做贡献。
So we have a lot more to show our gratitude to God, our provider, our keeper, and our caregiver.
我们真的有很多很多的理由来向我们的供应者、我们的保守者、我们的看顾者、我们的神来献上感谢。
But remember, today we don't have to build an altar in a physical way like those people did in the Old Testament.
今天当我们说到筑坛的时候，我们并不是像旧约的人物一样的要筑一个实体的一个坛。
What we need to do is simply having a pure and humble heart.
我们要做的就是要有一颗纯净的、一颗谦卑的心。
Acknowledging and praising God's goodness and mercy.
承认和感谢神的美善。
We also shouldn't forget God's abundant grace and mercies.
我们也不要忘记神充足丰富的恩典和怜悯。
We should remember God and glorify God in every aspect of our life.
我们应该在我们生活的每一个方面都来纪念和荣耀神。
In conclusion,
最后
if you look at the book of Ezra chapter 3, which reminds us that the assembly in Jerusalem was consist of people from different age groups.
第三章的后半段呢，也告诉我们说，在耶路撒冷聚集的这一群神的子民，他们是不同的年龄的一群人。
Some of them were the old who had seen the former temple before it was destroyed by the enemies.
他们当中有一些年纪大的，这些年纪大的人呢，他们曾经见过原来的圣殿的样子。
These old people wept and cried aloud when they saw the foundation of the new temple being laid.
这些年老的人，当他们看到新圣殿的根基被建立的时候，他们就大声的哭嚎。
But at the same time, many younger people who have never seen the former temple shout for joy.
但是同时呢，那些年轻的人，他们从来没有见过以前的圣殿，他们大声的欢呼。
Verse 13 says, "No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the sound was heard far away."
在第十三节里这样讲，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
We thank God that here at Oak Ridge Baptist.We have people from all walks of life.
我们非常感谢神，在我们信望爱堂，我们有来自不同背景的人们。
We are the people who have gained many experiences from our past.
我们有人，我们一起在过去呢，都有丰富的经历。
It's good for us to stand together.
这有帮助于我们站在一起。
To support one another.
来彼此扶持
so that our testimonies regarding how God is being with us can be heard by others.
以至于我们可以为神做见证，见证神是如何与我们同在，而且这个见证可以被人听到。
Today is a new beginning for the church family when God's people assemble together and worship together as one man.
今天对我们教会大家庭真的是新的一个开始。我们神的子民聚集在一起，一同的来敬拜他。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Amen.
Amen.